today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Understood by a community. The former style of verbal expression and a system of signs, symbols, and rules for using them to carry information. There are new kingdom dimensions being released on the earth, and they have language. They have terminology. Stop singing the song that you are going up the rough side of the mountain. Stop singing the song that you're a nobody trying to tell everybody. The Bible doesn't say you're a nobody. Bible says you're an heir to a throne. You are a royal priesthood. Take on that terminology. Tell people, yeah, I'm royal. While I'm working in my yard, dirty grass and, you know, dirt, I'm still royal. Tell somebody, I'm royal. Look at them, tell them, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Now the vehicle, listen, the vehicle that carries this kingdom dimension is the vehicle of language. Somebody don't get this after a while. God showed me some things this week. The light's gonna turn on. Even though we taught this for 30 years. It don't matter. One day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. It don't matter. It don't matter when. Just get it. The vehicle is language. I've shared this before. I watched National Geographic one time. I just don't normally watch it, but just, I don't know, even Holy Spirit, I guess, got me there. And it just so happened that they were talking about Egypt. And so that really got my attention. And they mentioned Goshen. And I thought, wow, okay, I'm really going, you know, so I sat and watched. And they said, you know, Goshen, they believe, had been discovered here recently. This was not hundreds of years. This was in the last 10 years. Goshen was discovered there. And as that really got my attention, because see, spiritual Goshen is the place where I believe God's going to have his people while he deals with the earth realm. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But you arise and shine, for your light is come. So while God is judging some things, his people are going to be separated. Amen. Still here in the earth. Amen. Goshen was in the heart of Egypt. Goshen was the best of the land. Amen. 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 I said Goshen was the best of the land. When Jacob brought his 70 in, when Joseph was in authority, and he talked them into coming down into Egypt during the famine, he sent them to the best of the land. Amen. Tell someone, the best of the land is mine.
The best of the land is mine.
Why are you always settling for crumbs?
Amen.
Well, you know, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall. Well, let the dogs eat it. Hello. Why did that woman say that in the first place? She was outside the covenant. Anybody outside the covenant, I'm not being, I don't mean any harm here, but anyone outside the covenant is considered a dog.
Amen.
I don't, you know, we call somebody a dog today, you know, I'm fighting words. But get the understanding.
Amen.
She was outside of the covenant. Those inside the covenant don't eat crumbs off the table. They eat from the table. They are royal. Hello, I said they are royal priesthood. They have covenant rights. Let me give you an example. Mephibosheth. When David became king, and David was a man after God's heart, when David became king, he and Jonathan had cut a covenant.
Amen.
Saul and Jonathan had been slain. But when David became king, being true to covenant, he said, "Are there any left of the house of Saul, Jonathan's seed, that I might show them kindness?"
Amen.
You see, because when a king rose to his throne, he was to destroy all the competition. Remember, David told Solomon, he said, "There's four you got to kill.
Amen.
When you come into your throne, kill these four, or you'll never truly rule." And Solomon did over time. He eliminated them. But Mephibosheth and all of the seed of Saul was supposed to be destroyed. But Jonathan and David cut a covenant. Now Mephibosheth, like many, didn't know about the covenant.
Amen.
I mean, God's people are destroyed. Hear me, it's a sombering thought, but it's true. God's people can be destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Say amen for real.
Amen.
I said God's people can be destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, what you don't know can't hurt you is a lie. What you don't know can destroy you, can kill you. But if you rely on the tutor, the counselor, if you'll listen to him, if you'll follow him, if you'll let him govern your life, then he will teach you. He will keep you safe. He will guard you. He will guide you. He will govern you into all truth. Stop listening to everybody and listen to Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You trying to listen to everybody, running to every conference, and just all TBN. And you confused.
Amen.
Paul said there are many teachers, but said there's one father.
Amen.
Everybody needs a tribe.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody needs a covering.
Amen.
You see people just running around, and their life is out of order.
Amen. Amen.
Because there are no roots. Grow where you're planted. Say amen for real. That challenges a lot because they don't think any church is good enough. Ain't no church perfect. Why? Because you came. Where was I at? Goshen, thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna stay in Goshen. But here's what on National Geographic, these are unsaved, these are people that don't profess Christ. But they said in their dig, they felt like they located the area, so in their dig, they dug, and this is what prompted them to believe it was Goshen. They dug ceramic and different pieces of pottery. But on the pottery was not the Egyptian hieroglyph. It was not the Egyptian language. It was the language of the Hebrews.
Amen.
Hear me. So Goshen was determined by the language that was there. Somebody get that sometime. I don't know. Goshen was, they discovered it because of the language that was there. That was determined to be Goshen. As they continued to dig, they found it to be the biblical Goshen. The best of the land. Now let me tell you something, how you get to Goshen. When Jacob brought the tribes in, the first tribe that was to lead the rest of the tribes was the tribe of Judah. I'm going to show you your way into Goshen.
Amen.
Judah was the tribe that would be praised, or the praising tribe.
Amen.
So if you don't have praises on your lips, if you don't have the joy of the Lord in your heart, if you come to church and you're a bump on a log, and there are no praises there, then you're not going to find Goshen. Judah led Israel into Goshen. So your praise will lead you somewhere. I dare you to praise when you're going through. I dare you to praise when the enemy's on your trail. I dare you to praise when you're fighting battles. I dare you to praise when the enemy... Where's it going to lead you? It's going to lead you to your Goshen. The best of the land. While God was judging Egypt, there was quiet in Goshen. While God was judging with darkness, there was light in Goshen. While God was judging Egypt, not a dog would bark in Goshen. I can't speak for everybody, but that's shouting ground right there. Because through language, we establish spiritual Goshen. Amen. Language expands, builds, and enlarges the territories of the earth, both naturally and spiritually. Language is used by God to unravel mysteries and to establish the kingdom of God. Language. There are three languages, actually, predominantly used of God. One, the Old Testament is written in Hebrew or Aramaic. And that is the language of expression. Hebrew, Aramaic, Old Covenant, the language of expression. The second language is the New Testament. The New Covenant is written in Greek. And that's the language of explanation. Amen. So we have expression, explanation. The Greek. But now the third language, and you, if it, you that have traveled in other parts of the world, you'll find this to be true. The third language is English. Amen. Everywhere in the world, somebody speaks English. Amen. They might not speak Mandarin, Spanish, but they speak English, even if it's broken English. Everywhere I've ever traveled, somebody spoke English. Even if they didn't understand it, they spoke some words. What are we saying? English is the language today of expansion. It's the bridge-building language of the nations. A lot of nations, African nations, European nations, they speak, many people speak multiple languages, but the major one that people have as a second language would be English. Why? It's the language of expansion.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. above all kings.